Good morning, everyone. The scripture said, wherever there's two or three gathered in my name, I will be there also. This morning, I'll be speaking to you on heaven. As Tony read in the opening scripture reading, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalms 102:25 says, in the beginning, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Matthew 16:19, it reads, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Will you bow with me at this time, please? Heavenly Father, thank you for this brand new day in you. Our hope, our trust, and our lives are in your hands. Lord, we pray that you give us victory in every area in our lives and conquer this evil that stands before us. Thank you for moving in us, Almighty God, and for moving for us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. You are Almighty. I just want to let the church know this morning that fear has no dominion over the child of God, and evil has no place in the kingdom of eternal life. This we pray in the name of our Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven, earth, and the universe are all creations of God. They are part of his power and his glory. Heaven is home to our Savior, our healer, and our creator. Heaven is the calm before and after the storm. Heaven was created to stand the test of time. Heaven is mercy, grace, peace, and love. As Jim brought up last week in his sermon, heaven is where you will find the true White House, the president, the vice president, and the speaker of the House, better known as the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. But heaven is heaven, most of all, Church of Christ. Heaven is heaven because Jesus is there. Most of us, when we think of heaven, we think of a place where God sits on his throne with his son Jesus on his right-hand side. When we think of heaven, Church of Christ, we often think of a place where every Christian longs to be, the place for the faithful fruit. For the faithful fruit will one day call their home. But in speaking of heaven, I want you to understand this morning that my tongue and my words cannot do justice. My mind can't even begin to imagine the beauty and all the wonders of heaven. But the word of God speaks of heaven this way. Revelations chapter 21, verse 21 says the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was pure as gold, like transparent glass. Continuing in Revelation. In Revelation 21, 22, 23, the author, John, writes, I did not see a temple in the city, because God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. In these next two verses, Jesus gives us clear insight on the difference between earthly and heavenly treasures. In Matthew 6:19, Jesus said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. In Matthew 20, verse 21, Jesus says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves cannot steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When we draw our last breath here on earth, everything that you have, that you own, everything that you have accumulated will go to someone else. It will no longer be needed. John 12:48 reads, after we pass from this life, our faith is sealed, and we will be judged by what is written in the word of God. Hebrews 9:27 also reads, it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. Church of Christ, have you ever noticed that everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die? Everybody wants eternal life. They just don't want it today. Matthew 7:13 reads this way. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. Matthew 22:14 says it easy and softly. Many are invited, but few are chosen. Life after death is for those who pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Life after death is for those who serve He who was born, lived, died, and rose again. forgiveness of our sins. Life after death is for each and every one of you who took off your old self and put on your new self. I guess what I'm trying to say is life after death is for the born again child of God. John 15:19 reads, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. But as it is, you do not belong to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. The time will come when each and every one of us will lay our head down for the last time. To the world, you may look dead. To the world, you may seem dead. But in Jesus, we will be very much alive. Dead to the world, but alive in Jesus Christ. I have some scriptures here I'd like to share with you. Romans 6:11 reads, dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22 reads, For in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. 2 Timothy 2:11, if we died with him, we will also live with him. And last but not least, in John 11:25, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. These words were said to the sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary. Jesus asked them, after he said this, the same thing I would ask you, do you believe this? Bow with me once again. Almighty God, will you touch every heart and bless every soul? Lord, you take the time this morning to let us know that you are still our first and our last. Remind us, Almighty God, that this world is yours and we are only here because of your mercy and grace. Lord, help us this morning. Help me this morning, Lord, to bear the cross that your Son prepared for us. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. You are the shepherd and we are the sheep. In Jesus' name we say this prayer. Amen. You see, I'm using a lot of titles to songs this morning. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Heaven is a very, very special place. But heaven also has a very, very special security guard. This security guard, he sees all and he knows all. He never sleeps. He never eats because he is the food that he has shared with us. And he would never accept fake ID cards. This security guard, you can't go around him. You can't go over him. You can't go under him. You must be prepared to go through him. Church of Christ, these next few verses reminds us that this security guard is still on the job. In John 10:9, Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John 6:35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." John 14:6 and John 10:9 explains to us that Jesus is not only the truth and the life and the gate. He is also the door and the way. If we want to get to heaven this morning, if we want to go to heaven, we must first go through that gate that's marked Jesus Christ. Church of Christ, there is no other way. There is no other entrance. But to die for us in the manner that Jesus did, heaven must be really a very special place. And I know as children of God, it would be an honor and a privilege to walk through that door. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I have no reason to be afraid. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Church of Christ, our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heaven is a final destination place for the born child of God. Heaven has room for all who chooses to obey and follow Jesus. John 14:2 says, in my house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I am going there to prepare a place for you. Heaven is where we will celebrate our greatest victory. And heaven is where we will worship He who died for you and me. Psalm 95:6 says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Heaven is for real. Many people believe that talk of the world after death is old-fashioned and spend their lives in ignorance of it. Death is not the end of life. Death is just a departure for the spirit world, which is our true home in the afterlife. All human beings have eternal life. The destination that souls take after death varies. All souls are eternal in one place or another. We all have a final resting place. We are beings living in an eternal chain that consists of the past, future, and present. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, while we travel on our own journey towards heaven, we have the privilege of setting a beautiful table with our lives that invite others to taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, we have been blessed to do a great deed. We have been blessed to go forth in the world with a heart like yours. Lord, your hand we will hold. Your eyes will give us strength. And your word will be our guide. Almighty Lord, we have heard Jim preach, and we have said in our prayers many, many, many times that we don't know what tomorrow holds. No man, no fortune teller, no seer can see that far. Almighty God, but we find comfort this morning knowing that you are still our first and our last. And if there is a tomorrow, regardless, Almighty God, what happens, we know that you are with us, that you will never leave, and you will never forsake us. Father God, this time, this hour, this minute, this day is yours. I remind every member not to cry with sadness in your heart, but to cry with goodness. Jesus warned us of these kind of days. There's no reason to run. Church of Christ, I say to you this morning, there's no reason to hide. Somebody woke us up this morning. I just want you to know that you didn't do this on your own. Somebody is keeping us healthy. Somebody is guarding and watching every step that we make and keeping clean every breath that we take. I look around this morning. Church of Christ, I got news for you. Jesus sits by your side. And the armor that he has prepared us with, we wear. Jesus is a halo that I see over your head. Jesus is more than we could ever ask for, and Jesus is more than we deserve. But we are here this morning by his power and his glory. There is no reason to fear, because thou art with me. Lord, we thank you for your strength. Your promise that you will never leave our side. Lord, we love you, and these things we pray this morning in Jesus' name. Can we get the church this morning to say amen? Amen. Heaven is a wonderful place. The best music you have ever heard will pale compared to the music that you will hear in heaven. The most awesome worship you've experienced on earth is just a dim reflection to what's going to be done around the throne. And the best part of all, Church of Christ, you and I will have the chance of a lifetime, the chance that we have been waiting on, the chance to see Jesus Christ face to face. Do you remember this line earlier? And I said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. God has already made it easy for us. He paid the price when he sent his son to die for us on the cross. In John 14:6, we are reminded once again that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I want you to listen to what I'm going to read to you. I want you to think about it. Suppose you were to die and found yourself standing at the door of heaven. If God would ask, if God were to say, why should I let you into heaven? What answer would you give? the scene. You are standing at this door of heaven. It's more beautiful than you ever dreamed possible. No one has to tell you. You know right away, this is where you want to spend eternity. You tell yourself, this is where I belong. But before you enter, the Lord himself asks you, what possible reason do you have to claim admission? You come to a complete stop. You pause, knowing that all eternity hangs on your answer. What will you say? This is too important to say, I think so, or I hope so. Because if you're wrong, you're going to be wrong for a very long, hot time. What we need is solid ground on which to stand, and we have it in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our entire hope is wrapped around what Jesus did for us at the cross. And when he rose again on that third day, as I just finished reading, one of our most beloved hymns put it this way. My hope was built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. O Christ, the rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Church of Christ, this song says it all. If we want to go to heaven, you must base your hope on the solid rock of Jesus' blood and his righteousness. So I ask you this morning, Church of Christ, are you standing on the rock? Are your feet on solid ground? Are you wholly leaning on Jesus' name? Remember this. God has never willed, never has, never have, and never will make a mistake. No one goes to heaven or hell by accident. Heaven is God's prepared place for God's prepared people. Heaven is God's dwelling place, and hell is eternal damnation. Church of Christ, when we get to heaven, here are five things that will occupy us. Number one, we will worship without distraction. There will be no earthly things, no news to watch in heaven, no frontline page to read in heaven. In heaven, nothing would distract you from your worship with God. Number two, we will serve without exhaustion. In heaven, your body will never grow old or tired, for we are new creatures. Once again, Ephesians 4, 22 and 23 says, I have taken off my old self and put on the new. Number three, we will fellowship without fear. Never again will you be hurt or threatened because of who you are, because of who you worship, because of what you worship, and who you serve. Revelation 21:4 gives us a little insurance. He said he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. For all of this, the old world will pass away. Revelation 2:11 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt. Number four, we will learn without fatigue. Our every heartbeat, our every breath is formed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, you are in control of life, in control of life and death. There's none other like you. In heaven, life has no ending, but we will not grow fatigued. 2 Timothy 3:13 says it this way to his church. It says, I will never tire of doing what's right. Isaiah 40:2-8 says, he will not grow tired and weary. Number five, he will rest without boredom. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Jeremiah 6:16, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:30 says it the way that we all know. God said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalms 95, verses 3 through 7 reads this way. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Psalm 96:4 says, For great is the Lord, and most worthy of his praise. Revelation 4:2 says this. I was in the spirit, and there before me there was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. Church of Christ in heaven, as in the Revelations, the throne is a big thing. It is the centerpiece of all attention. The centerpiece of heaven is now and will always be the throne where Almighty God sits. But sometimes there is a tendency today to think that the universe revolves around the earth. Some people actually think that the earth revolves around them. But I tell you the truth. The universe, the earth, and all that is made by the hand of God revolves around the throne. Heaven is making ready for all creation to come to the throne. I believe in every heart of every man and every woman there is the hope of heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, he has set eternity in our hearts. In heaven, just as the Church of Christ, every heart has its home. In heaven, every heart has its own throne. Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. There's nothing more desirable than spending and celebrating eternal life with Jesus Christ. Heaven must not be thought of as one figment of their imagination, nor should it be thought of as just a feeling of an emotional sentiment. Heaven is for real. It is the place where God abides. Heaven is where the Messiah is. And the wonderful truth of it all is that heaven cannot be touched with hands, heard with our ears, or seen with our eyes, smelt with our noses, or tasted with our lips. But it does not, in any sense of the word, make heaven less real. Perhaps we are spending too much time contemplating if heaven is real or not, and miss the most important question about heaven, which is, how can we get there? It matters not where heaven is, church, but will we get to heaven? The choice is yours, and the choice is mine. I have a message this morning for the coronavirus. He who is in us is more greater than he who is in this world. Coronavirus, your time will come to an end. But the time that we spend with our Father is everlasting. Satan introduced you to this world with the power of Almighty God will remove you. Many cry during the night, but joy is on its way. Doctors say day in and day out that the world has never seen anything like the coronavirus. But this morning, the church that Jesus Christ built with his own hands says this, that the coronavirus has never seen anyone like him. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? This virus is months old. You and I have been here ever since birth. God is still there. God hasn't left you. It's just heartbreaking to see that so many has left him. This morning, our feet is on solid ground. This is God's house. This is solid ground. Look at my feet. I'm not on sinking sand. I'm standing before you and giving you the word of the Most High. God is our beginning, and God is our end. No disease, no curse, no evil has dominion over this house. This house was built for you, for me, and for all of those who chooses to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would be crazy to tell you not to be cautious, but I say this from my heart because this is how I feel. I am not afraid of what man or disease could do to me. This disease could take my life. But the God I serve will save my soul. Today we make our stand, every woman, child, and man. Today we take our place by God's will, his mercy, and his grace. Never again will we be alone. Jesus has prepared for us a home. Don't be afraid to praise out loud. Jesus has no place for the proud. We are sisters and brothers together in Christ. When I see you in heaven, that day will really be nice. So keep your head up high and look to the sky. Because one day to this world, we will all say goodbye. I will pray for each and every one of you with all my heart. We will pray for each other. We will get through this. I reach up my hand, and there's a hand that's holding mine. We will get through this. At this time, my lesson has come to its end. If anyone would like to come forward for a prayer, or if you feel that this time has come for you to give your life back to God, we ask that you do this now as we stand and sing.
Oh.